So I've been working the past number of weeks on various machlokas and Rambam and Ravid, just trying to understand all of them. There are many of them throughout the Rambam. So that's been a recent focus of mine as a side project. So I figured I'd go through some that are related to Hilchos Chametz and Matzah. That's tonight's discussion. I'll start off talking about some of the alumnus here, then go to the end, some machshava, some drush related to the particular topic. So if you look at page number one, source number one, the Rambam in Hilchos Chametz and Matzah, Perikhes, Halacha Yudal writes, Misha Yashen, Besocha Suda, a person who falls asleep during the Suda, during the Seder, the Hikket, he wakes up, Eino Chozer V'Ochel. He's not allowed to go ahead and eat. His meal is over. By virtue of the fact that he fell asleep, everything's done. So the Ravid there, the Ravid argues on the Rambam, and he says, Amar Avram, Im Pesach Haya Ochel, Hu Yechidi, if he was eating Karban Pesach, and he's by himself, nifsal. If it was talking about Karban Pesach, I agree, says the Ravid. By falling asleep, that would have been a fair Hesach Adas. Bimlo Yosham Pesach, if there's no Karban Pesach, meaning Bizman Hazeh, where there's only Matzah, so then what he should do is Nolta Yadav, Umivarech Hamotzi, V'Ochel Shashena Mafsikaso, that he has to say a new bracha by Hilchos Brachos. Hesach Adas, falling asleep, certainly will be a Hefsik. Not Lagabe, the halachas of eating more. Like, why couldn't you eat any more? What's the Rambam talking about here? It's a special din in Hilchos Brachos and a din in Karim Pesach. It's not a din in Matzah. So they say, you wake up, you say a new bracha, and you continue eating Matzah. Why can't you eat any more Matzah? That's the Shaila of the Rav. So I'm going to go through the Sefer Hari Kedem. He quotes in Maharal. Go through his approach first. His question, I'm going to come back and give a completely different hezber based on the Magen Mishnah. But the Maharal, for some reason, doesn't go with the Magen Mishnah. So let's first go, but we're going to come back to this in just a second. Go to page number four, the Hari Kedem, who quotes from Rav Soloveitchik, the following idea. Who's really quoting the Maharal. What's pshat in the Ravid and the Rambam? The Rambam again says, when you fall asleep, you can't eat anymore. And the Ravid says, of course, just wake up and say a new bracha. But of course, you can continue eating matzah after you make a new bracha. So the Hari Kedem, the page four, the bottom right paragraph, the Yisor Lezeh. So he just proved from the Rambam that the mitzvah of Dal Kosos in Lel Seder is very much part of the Suda. It's a part of the Suda, part of the eating. They go hand in hand. They're not two different things. The Dal Kosos has to be part of the Suda. So he says, Yisor Lezeh, the Din Dal Kosos Hu Halacha B'Suda, Nira Mimasha Kosar Rambam, Misha Yoshein B'Socha Suda V'Hikits Eino Chozer V'Ocha. He wants to bring a Raya from this Rambam. We saw that we see Dal Kosos a Din in the Suda. How so? Ayin B'Magim Mishnah, Rabbi Manoach, Masha Kosar Lo Seis Tam L'Davar. We'll get to that at the end. The Kvar Sigla HaRavid B'Mashayach Hesach Adas B'Shein Alin in Matzah. The Ravid asks a question like we saw. So he says, look at the Gurus Ariya of Gurus Hashem the Maharal. Shekosabazeh, the Maharal explains as follows. Why does the Rambam say once you fall asleep, you can't go ahead and eat more matzah? V'tayma demilsa shetiknu rabbanan shtei kosos lefnei asuda. V'shaim la'achar asuda. Says the Maharal is mechadish. Why are there two cups of wine prior to the meal? And then two cups of wine after the meal, Leil Seder. V'fikach miyad shehifsik. The point is we want to bracket the Suda with two kosas before, two kosas afterwards. The Suda has to be surrounded by Dal Kosas. The Fikach says the Maharal, Miyad Shehifsik, the moment a person interrupted his Suda, V'nisnamnim, he falls asleep, Lo Yochal Od, he can't eat anymore, Dehavi Hefsik, because by him falling asleep, he's now Mafsik in his Suda, and if he goes ahead and eats a second Suda, now he has Tzarech L'Shnei Kosas Acharonas Miyad Achar Suda. He needs to have two Sudas after two Kosas after the immediate Suda. But if he eats him Yochal Od, if he has another meal after he fell asleep, Havikimo Suda Hanechlek is L'Shtayim. You'd have two meals. So the first meal had two Kosas beforehand, but not two Kosas afterwards. The second meal had two Kosas only afterwards, but not two Kosas before. The Suda Rishona Yeshla Kosas L'Fnei Suda. The Suda Shnei Yeshla L'Acharav. That's not how it was supposed to be. Because the meal has to be very much connected to the kosos, and for that reason, you can't continue the meal. That's what he's bechadish the Maharal in the Shita of the Rambam. That's why you can't eat again. It's a din in Hilchos Suda. Suda and Yain Dal Kosos.
Can you have Dal Kosos now?
Then you have a problem of being Mosev on the Kosos. That's a problem. You can't add on to kosas of the night. You already have the kosas. They already were registered. Right. Now, but the sudas, if you ate again, so drink two kosas now, you couldn't do that. Okay. So now look at the bottom left, Oz Beis. Achzarach in. Bezed diramam per ches ha'alacha yud, which we'll see in a second also, but I'll just see it quoted here. He says, Yesh log ligmor sahalel b'chol makom. You know what? I'd rather see this in the Rambam itself. I'll appreciate it more. Go back. I'm sorry for the back and forth. Go back to page number one to the Rambam in Mar Malkum number two. The Rambam writes here in Hilchos Chametz Matzah, Perek Ches Halacha Yud. V'achar kach notel yodav u'mevarach birchas ha'mazon al kos shalishi v'shoseyu. So after the meal's over, so you do Mayim Achronim, you bench, you have the third cup, drink it. V'achar kach moze koshavi, then you pour the fourth cup. The Gomer love is a hollow, you finish hollow. But Omer love birchas hashir, vihi alucha, shemekom asecha, the long bracha we say. Umivarach barpia gafen, veno tawe machar kach klum kol halayla. You can't drink anything else the rest of the night, other chutzmin amayim, other than water. Vyeshlo limzo kos chamishi, that's another thing, not for now. Velomer love hollow hagadol, mehodu lashem kitov ad al naras bavel. This is very much connected to Eliyahu Navi, the fifth cup, but not for now. Vikoze eno chove kamo arba kosas. Fine. Then he says, "V'yesh lo ligmor es ha'halel b'chol makom sheyirtze afa pisha ena makom su'uda." The Rambam writes, when you finish halel, you don't have to finish halel where you ate. You could go elsewhere. You go to the rooftop, go to another house. There's no reason to say halel where you ate the su'uda. That's what the Rambam writes. Now the Ravid there says, "Kasva Ravid, ein hadas mekabels." Okay, I don't. This doesn't make sense. The v'yesh ein kan sham la'arba kosos imena b'makom echad. He says that can't be. The dakos have to all be together. So how could it be? So the assumption of the Ravid is, wherever you said halal, you're drinking the fourth cup with halal. They have to go together. So now asks the Ravid, but how could that be? If you're going elsewhere, the dakos have to be mabakum echad, all in one place. So that's what the Rambam Ravid says. We're going to get back to explain a little bit further, but let's just look now at the Hari Kedem, how he uses to ask a question of the Maharal. So go back to page number 5 again. I'm sorry for the back and forth. Go page number 5, the top right now. We just quoted the Ravid, Rama Ravid. Top right, two lines down, it says, Al Pianal, based on what we just said above. Near Bir Hasagas Haravid, the Din Hadal Kosos Ulios Mitsurafim, Usmuchen Lasuda Kechelak Mimeno. The Ravid says, you can say Hala elsewhere. You can take the fourth cup and say Hala elsewhere. It has to be part of the Suda, the Ravid assumes. The drinking has to be where you ate the suda. You can't drink elsewhere with halal. That's the Ravid sheet. If you drink elsewhere, according to Maharal's chiddush, that the dal kosa need to be part of the suda. How do you drink the fourth cup elsewhere? That's the Ravid's question. How can the Rambam allow you to drink the fourth cup elsewhere? So you understand tzarchin, but then he quotes that say, no, the Rambam holds, you could talk and drink the fourth cup where you're supposed to eat. The fourth cup is wherever you ate, it's the halal that's said elsewhere. The Rambam never says you take the fourth cup and drink it elsewhere and then say halal elsewhere. All the Rambam says was, you say halal elsewhere. But the fourth cup is wherever you ate. So the Rambam is consistent with the Maharal in that dal kosas have to be near the suda, in the makom of the suda, and that's the hesber. So just to recap the sheet of the Maharal. The Rambam holds the reason why when you fall asleep you can't eat again, because that second suda becomes a second suda, and you're mafsik between the kosas in the beginning and the end. The dal kosas must be surrounding the one suda. And in terms of the halal, that he allows you to say the halal elsewhere, the halal has nothing to do with dal kosas. It's a separate din. The fourth cup, the Rambam doesn't say drink the fourth cup elsewhere. He just says say halal elsewhere if you want. But Eina Chanami, the fourth cup is said, B'makum Masud. And that's all the Shita of the Maharal, how Hari Kedem reads this through. Now, the difficulty with this is when I explain how the Rambam is understood by most other Achronim, it seems much more Pashit as to what's going on than the Schiddish of the Maharal. So we're all good right now? Fine. So I want to leave the Maharal behind and take a whole other angle of the Rambams. I want to go through another couple other Rambams as well to appreciate the context of what's going on here. So let's look at page number 2 now. Sorry for the jumping around again, but look at page number 2, the Hilchos Brachos of the Rambam. The two Rambam Ravids that they have in Machlokas, and they seem to be consistent. And these terms will be very helpful to go back and to understand the Rambam in Hilchos Chametz Umatzah. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Brachos Perek Dalet Halacha Gimel. Hayaocha bebayzeh, if you're eating in one house, upasak sudasa, and you stop eating, you end your meal, v'halach lebayz acher, you go to another house, o shehaya ochel v'karo chaveru ledabri mo, where you're eating, a guy calls you outside to speak with him, v'yotzel lepesach beso, and you exit your house, v'chazer, and you go back inside, hol v'sheina mekomo, since you changed your place, shinoi makom, tzarech levarich lemafreya amasha ochel, you have to say a bracha achrona when you come back in, v'chazer mevarich betchila hamotzi, you have to say a new motzi afterwards, v'chakach yigmar sudasa. Okay, we're not getting how we do alach lemaisa, but that's what the Rambam says. When you leave the makom, the Jashina makom, you need a new bracha. The Ravid there argues. The Ravid writes there, Kosev a Ravid, Hiflik Bezeh, the Chol Pesach Besa Lav Akira. Leaving your house is not called an Akira. But Kol Shekein, certainly even more so, Imiroa Makomo, Sheino Akira Kala. If you could see where you ate, you left your house, but you could see where you ate, so certainly in that instance, that won't be a Hefsik either. What's the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid here? What are they arguing about? How to understand Shinoi Makom by Hilchos Brachos? Is Shinoi Makom when you change your Makom, as it said literally, like Shinoi Makom, you leave the place? The Rambam says the moment you exit your house, that's Shinoi Makom. The Ravid says it's not about Shinoi Makom, not about the Makom that you're in. It's about the das of the gavra, the person's focus. So if the person just exited the house, he didn't go to a new place, he still plans to go back inside. And certainly if he sees his place, if the gavra is still focused on his meal, that's not called a hesach hadas. The hesach hadas is not a din in shinui makom. It's a din in hesach hadas of forgetting about it. So the Rambam and Ravid seem to argue about is a hefsek in suda, is a din in shinui makom, when a person leaves his house, objectively the meal's over. Or it's about the gavra's lack of das, it's hesach hadas. That's what the Ravid seems to say here. Now that's, again, repeated in the next halacha that we're going to learn, that they seem to be consistent, that the Rambam holds a hefsek in the suda is a din in the makom, and the Ravid holds is a din in the das of the gavra. You see the difference? So look, yeah.
So if it's about the das, if he goes to sleep, then there's a hefsek.
For the Ravid, certainly true. And the Rambam would be molded to this as well, seemingly. The Rambam would say, a makom or das, either one would be interruption. For the Ravid, it's not about makom at all. It's only about das. Very good. So look at the Rambam in Halacha Hey, which seems to be l'shitasam. The Rambam writes, v'cheinim hayu mesubin mishtia, the guys are sitting down drinking. O le'echel peros shekola mashana mikomo. Again, he's focusing on the makom. A person changes his place when he eats or drinks. Hayre pasak achilaso. By virtue of the fact that you stepped outside or to a different location, your meal is over. L'fikach mevarech l'mafreya amas she'achol. You have to say a bracha achrona on what you already ate. V'choze mevarech shnia l'chachila amas shehu tzarech lechol. And say a new bracha rishona on what you're about to eat. V'ameshadne mekomo mipin l'pina v'bayit echol. From one corner to the next corner in one house, eina tzarech lachzor levarech. Now you don't have to say a new bracha. Going to the next page now. Aval b'mizrachel sh'teina, teina with these big fig trees. If a person starts off eating the figs in the eastern part, or any meal, the eastern part of the figs, u'balechel b'marav, then goes to the western part, that's tzarech lachzor levarech, that's called a shinoi makom. So the Rambam is very much focused, he doesn't mention anything about das at all, about makom.
Is geder that you may see ach das if you're mishana makom?
He does not express. He does not talk about das here at all. So that could be a response. The response could be is that when there's a change of place, that's it. He doesn't argue the Ravid. The Ravid says,
"What's the svar for the Rambam if you don't say that? I change my place, so I have to say no bracha."
That could be that my bracha was only on the, you know, only chal on the this makom. It wasn't chal on a different makom.
What's the svar to say that?
You could say that just like similar to Iker v'Tafel. When I say bracha on the Iker, is it chal on the Tafel or not? Or just, no, I don't need a bracha on the Tafel. So there's a certain idea that bracha is chal on an object. It could also be chal on a makom or any food in that makom. One might ask the question, what if they bring food that was not in this makom? Would that work for the Rambam or not? So it's a big shaila when it comes to say bracha is on Tova Meitiv. If it's in the house, is that part of the das? not part of the das. Is that the brachas chal or brachas not chal on it? So I don't want to get too much hilchas brachas, but these are some of the terms to work through of is a Rambam, because as what you're saying, shinimakom is a giloy of a hesach hadas, which means that he's not so far off from the ravid. Or no, that somehow changing the makom ends your bracha, whether it was part of your das or not. Now, seemingly the Rambam would hold if you had a tanai in the beginning, you had in mind to go elsewhere, seemingly it would be okay, but we're not going through all of hilchas brachos. But these, I'm just trying to be somewhat, I guess, simple for this shita, but I think your point is well taken.
The svara has to do with kfias, meaning it depends on what you're doing, what the bracha is. Therefore, Kfisamazin, obviously.
We did before, right before you came here.
Rav is saying, yeah. Oh, sorry. I thought the svara to say that, just for what the Rav is saying, chal and the makam, what's the svara? Certain things require kfias. So therefore, the makam actually matters. Masha Enkin, if I make a shakal, I can make a brand of flushes later on any place I am. No problem, because it has no kfias.
Right, so that would indicate the distinctions between hamotzi. Right, things. So we'll get to that in just a second. Of Karban Pesach, right.
There's a kibias, so
exactly.
Things, there would be a stunt to say stronger.
Right, and then comes out from the Rambam, just on the superficial level, just reading at face value, it sounds like the Rambam is very much focusing on mukum as it relates to hilchos brachos. And the Ravid focuses on the das of the gavra. So look what the Ravid says here on the end of Halacha Hey. He writes that custom arrived, who shalohaya daito mitchil lechach. Meaning, it's not sufficient just to go from Mizracho Shalteina to the Maravo Shalteina. It has to be where you didn't have das. Because the Ravid, it's not about the makom, it's about the das for the Ravid. That seems to be very consistent. So we walk away from here without doing a too extensive research on Hilchos Brachos. The Rambam by Hilchos Brachos, Shinui Makom, is what's Gaur Menu Bracha. And for the Ravid, it's the Hesach Das, it's Gaur Menu Bracha. Fine. That's where we stand right now. That's a bit of the backdrop to now go back to look at these other Rambams in Hilchos Chametz Umatza that we started off with. Okay. So look now. Let's go first through the... the second Mar Makom. I'm going to go backwards here. Hilchos Chametz Umatza Perkas. So here we have the Rambam laid out for us the rest of the Seder, that the third cup you bench, you have the third cup of the Dal Kosos, and then you say Hallel, then you have the fourth cup of Dal Kosos, and then the last line of that Rambam in Halacha Yud was V'yesh lo ligmor es ha-Hallel b'chol makom she-yirtze af al-pi she-no makom su'uda. You could finish Hallel wherever you are, even though it's not in the place where you ate. And the Ravid holds, Ein Adas Mekabelos Kem, we're reading this just again, V'she'ein kan sham la'arba kosos im einam b'makom echad. If you say Hallel elsewhere, not fulfilling Dal Kosos. So now looking at this Rambam Ravid, how would you explain the Machlokas Rambam Ravid? What are they arguing about here? Again, the Rambam says you could say Hallel elsewhere, and the Ravid says you can't say Hallel elsewhere, other way it's a Chisaron in the Dal Kosos. So what would you say about this? Any thoughts? I lose everyone. This is too deep.
Is the mitzvah the kviyas of the yayin of the bracha on the Shabbat bracha something that Chazal or Kaved, you have make the bracha on yayin, so it has to be totally to the delicatessen, has to be totally to the seder, as opposed to as independent chi of hallow.
Oh, that mean not that you mean hallow? Well, the hallow is connected. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Whether
yeah.
You can say the hallow is independent, right. Say
so that's like, one approach.
Machlekes whether or not you say hallow with the bracha.
Right. So one approach might be how intertwined is hallow to Dal Kosos? So the Rambam hold is not Dal Kosos. Even if you say Dal Kos, like we start off the Shia, that Dal Kos might be a chelik of the Suda, but it's not a chelik of Hallel. Hallel's not part of it. And therefore, the Rambam says, hey, say Hallel wherever you want. And the Ravid holds that no, Dal Kosos is a chelik of Hallel. And if you're saying Hallel elsewhere, that's a chisar in the Dal Kosos. If I drink here, say Hallel there, you've now mafsik between the Dal Kosos and Hallel. The two have to be together. So it sounds like from here, maybe the Rambam arrived at arguing about whether Dal Kosos is connected to Hallel or not. That's one approach. What another approach would be, maybe?
We're assuming here that they're not drinking somewhere else, that the Kosos is not going with the Hallel.
The Rambam doesn't say you go elsewhere.
So when he comes back and drinks the Kosos after?
No, no. He says Hallel beforehand, and the first half you say, and then you finish it elsewhere. Yeah. So
this is like why Rav Chaim would hold the Kais the entire Magen, because Magen has to be said. The Dal Kos go on the Seder.
Lechem Oni. Lechem, the Rashi is Lechem. Yeah.
That's where the Briskers hold their kais for sheni the whole time.
But it would seem from this Rambam that the dal kos is not on the halal. The fact that at least this interpretation, which there might be another one, right?
Point that
out. The rabbi hold that if you don't say halal b'lachim suda, it's auto has a hadas, and if dal kos is going to be said at least in the makom suda at the same time. So if you could say halal somewhere else, you know, saying halal in the independent chiyah, where it's so powerful, so strong that it would. You know,
so Dai's taking a different approach now. So let's go with this other approach now. So the first approach is, just to recap, is whether or not Dal Kos is a din in halal or not a din in halal. Dani's suggesting maybe everybody agrees Dal Kos is a din in halal. They have to be connected. But maybe what is Mitzar of the two? So here we have, in this interpretation, would be the Ram Ravid opposite. Maybe the Ravid holds you have to have the same makom where the dal kos is, where you drank that fourth cup, must be in the place where the halal is, must be the same makom. The Rambam holds that you don't have to be in the same makom, so long as the das is there, so long as you're aware of it, you had in mind to have the fourth cup and say halal, even though halal may have been in a different house, that's sufficient to be mitzarif dal kos is to halal. Oh, that's what I said, so it's the opposite. Oh, so, but either way, but you see the isolator, you see the svara at least. You can see it's just a svara. Now, so Gavi's asking, wait a sec, we just said by Hilchos Brachos the opposite. We said by Hilchos Brachos the Rambam says Shinui Makom is a hefsek. Here we're saying Shinui Makom is not a hefsek for the Rambam.
Maybe not. If maybe. That's for not to be a hefsek.
So, who said the halachas are the same? Meaning, one's my Hilchos Brachos, about my bracha lasting forever. One's talking about the connection, not Hilchos Brachos, that my fourth cup is part of the halal. Who says I need to have the same?
In the first Rambam, that's different.
What do you mean?
But in the first Rambam, the Rambam says if you fall asleep, same makom, your suda ends. But the people we were saying the first time, you're in the same makom, your suda shouldn't end. You didn't leave anywhere. If we're not talking about anything that has a hadas, then for the fact that it's all about makom, you fall asleep, we all fall asleep in our seats.
Ah, very, very good.
In your seat, when you wake up, it should be in the same place.
No, but there, the Rambam holds a change of makom does not disconnect the mitzvahs. I'm not sure we can bring a riot from that previous Rambam. But let's leave that out for a second. But Misvara, there's a section in Hilchos Brachos. The Rambam holds that Shinu Makom ends my bracha. Without explaining why. And there's another halacha of what's Mitzarev Dal Kosas with Halil and other mitzvahs that it's not about Makom, it's about Das. One's a din of Das, one's a din of Makom. The two different halachas. We could give as far as why things might work that way, but we see that two different dinim, the Hilchos Brachos is about Shinu Makom, and Hilchos Pesach is about Hesach Hadas. I think it's as far to again, I don't know if that's Pasha Pshat, but that certainly is an approach that Don is suggesting that you could say for the Rambam. Everyone okay with that? Not so much, guys. Processing it?
No,
you hear? We could give some time if you want to it, why that might be, why that, you know, that's the case.
I think maybe the Rambam's Shinui Makom is like we said, the Gedder is, that's the Gedder Hesach Hadas. So normally when you're Mishana Makom, you're Mesiach Das, so it's over, you have to start again. But when you have in mind that I'm in middle and I'm going to say Halal somewhere else, even though you're Mishana Makom, you're not Mesiach Das. So it's not like a Klal, if you're Mishana Makom, then you have to start over. It's the stomach is, when you're Mishana Makom, you're Mesiach Das. But in Heichat Timso, in the middle of the Seder, where you have Das to say Halal somewhere else, maybe the Rambam is saying the same thing.
Right, so you're saying what you had initially by the Hilchot Brachos, the Rambam is not about Shinu Makom. Shinu Makom is just a simen that this has a Hadas.
Right.
So you get the proof with the Hilchot Brachos, see how the Rambam is consistent. Granted, I'm taking a very superficial approach to the Rambam. In my world, I'm creating two dinim. You have to see if it's consistent with the Rambam's, but your din, you're putting the two together, which is also a chiddush, because clearly the Rambam didn't think the Rambam held it was Hesach Das by Hilchos Brachos. We have to go back to do a full analysis. Ein Hanami. Yeah. You had a question, Donnie? You were saying?
No, I'm saying, but then why is the Rambam, if it's the same at both places, why is the Rambam still focused on
Makom? No, it's out there, the Pum Fakert now. Now, the Rambam holds Hilchos Brachos is a din in Das. Hilchos Pesach is a din in Makom. That's all. So it happens to be the opposite. Now, why? We don't know whys. You could think of whys. But there are two different halachas. I don't have to learn the halachas of Hilchos Brachos and the halachas of Hilchos Pesach. What's Mitzarif? Two different things. The Ravid, you know, it can make sense. The Ravid, it's much easier to explain the Ravid's chiluk. The Ravid, that in order to be Mitzarif, my Dal Kos and Halel, it should be in the same makom. But the Halel is here, the Matzah is here, the Dal Kos, that makes sense. Hilchos Bracha is about a das. When I said that bracha, what did I have in mind? That chiluk of the Rabban makes a lot of sense to me. That, again, Hilchos Pesach is about one makom. We see makom is a very big thing by Karban Pesach in general. And by Hilchos Bracha is about das. The Rambam, who's the opposite, is a little harder to understand. I don't know why yet, but at least I could pull out such two dinim, Hilchos Brachos versus Hilchos Pesach. Okay, we're good now. We're slowly building back to the original halacha. Hope I didn't lose everyone here. Hope I got some of you guys at least following. But either way, now go back to the first source of the Rambam, number one. And then we'll move into some of the Machshava piece here. The Rambam held again, Misha Yoshein B'sol Chasuda V'Hikitz Eino Chozer V'Ocha. Person falls asleep during the Seder, and he wants to eat again, he's not allowed to eat anymore. And the Ravid says, we'll wait for the Ravid actually, because it'll be, once we have the background, the Ravid will make a lot of sense. So Maral had this whole chiddush, if you eat again, it's a second suda, and you can't have two sudas, because that's mafsik, the two kosas in the beginning, the two kosas at the end. The Magen Mishnah says very pashut, and I'll just say this outside. The Gemara in Pesachim, the Mishnah in Pesachim, Daf Kuf Chaf, says that regarding the Karban Pesach, if people fall asleep, if they all fall asleep, you can't eat the Karban Pesach anymore. And the Rashbam explains, because you're not allowed to have the Karban Pesach in two makomos. You can't eat a Karban Pesach here, based on the Pesukim. It's asur to eat b'bayis echad, and to another bayis for the other part of the Karban Pesach, asur to do that. So that's what the Mishnah is talking about, Karban Pesach. There's a big machlokas rishonim, whether or not this halacha of eating the Karban Pesach in two places is the same, does that apply to eating matzah as well? Everybody agrees by Karban Pesach, you can't eat in two makomos. That's pashut din. Does it apply to matzah? The Rashbam there in the Mishnah says, V'hu adin nami b'matzah bizman hazeh. Matzah bizman hazeh is zecher l'karban Pesach of the Beis HaMikdash. So bizman hazeh, the halacha would be if a person fell asleep, or the whole chabur fell asleep eating matzah, they cannot eat again, because that's ki'ilu, he's eating shnei makomos. That's what the Rashbam writes explicitly. The dinder button, bizman mikdash, you actually could continue eating. The Tosas on Kuf Yud Testament Beis writes, he thinks it's a din deraisa actually. The fact that there's a hekesh of matzah to Pesach, it sounds like it's not just a zeich Pesach, there's an equation that just like you can't eat matzah in two places, you can't eat Karban Pesach in two makomos, you can't eat matzah in two makomos. The Baal Mor and others say this whole halacha applies only to Karban Pesach, not to matzah at all. What comes out is, when the Mishnah says you fall asleep, you can't eat anymore, is that only talking about Karban Pesach? Or is it also talking about matzah? That's the Machlokas Yishonim. Now, that seems to be very clear what the Rambam and Ravid are talking about, and that's how the Magen Mishnah understands. It's not like the Maral, but that's what the Rambam says. Look at the Rambam now. Back number one, Halacha Yudal. Misha Yoshein Beso Chasuda. A guy falls asleep during the Suda. V'hikits, and he wakes up. Eino Choz V'Ocha. He can't eat anymore. Then he says, B'nei Chabura Sheyeshno Miktasin. If some of them fall asleep in the B'nei Chabura, that's a term we use. That's the Mishnah, almost exact in the Mishnah by Karban Pesach. If they fall asleep, part of them during the Suda, Chozin V'Ochin, you could continue to eat as long as someone's still awake. So this is a Mishnah that Rambam takes directly from that Mishnah in Kuf Chaf. He's clearly equating the halachas of Karban Pesach to matzah. Nothing to do with having a second Suda be mafsik dal kosos. Has to do with having the matzah in two mekomos. That's really the shiloh. To which the Ravid responds now. We can understand the Ravid very clearly now. Amar Avram. In Pesach haya ochel, if they're eating Karban Pesach, then hu yichidi, and he was by himself, and he falls asleep. Eino chozer v'ocha mimenu mishum hesach adas. Nifsal, because falling asleep certainly disqualifies when it comes to eating the Karban Pesach. Im lo haya sham Pesach, if there's no Karban Pesach, like bizman hazeh, then if you fall asleep, no te yadav mevarach hamotzi v'ochel. Shashena mafsi kasa. The Shena is mafsik hilchos brachos, like the Ravid says in hilchos brachos. So you have to say new bracha. But lagabe eating matzah, there's no problem. The lacha of falling asleep is only a problem in Karban Pesach. You can't eat in two places. But regarding eating the matzah in two places, the Ravid holds like the Baal Mor, there's no problem at all. Make sense? We're good? Lacha piece? A little too hard? Heavy?
No.
Deep? You let me know. Okay, fine. Fine. So now, we'll take a step back and let's just understand b'machshav a little bit. Hey, what's going on? Yeah.
For the Karban Pesach, you're not going to have two places. what if you're supposed to finish it before sunrise, right? So the same night. If you had your whole family over and you can't finish it, you can't have your neighbor come help you?
No, no. My current pastor could not do that, yeah. You have to be part of a chabura, especially halacha. You have to be part of the same chabura. You have to be on the guest list. If someone else who's on the guest list, they can't eat, aside from the shame of komos, but they cannot eat my pesach without being part of the guest list before. Now, to take a step back for a moment, not take that, but a different idea now, b'machshava, but the concept of falling asleep at Leil Seder. And this is this is not what the halacha is talking about, but maybe it's an approach we can understand, maybe why the Rambam says, by sleeping, you can't eat the suda anymore. So between Purim and Pesach right now, Shena, sleep is a very important theme in both these Yom Tovim. I spoke a little bit the other night, Sunday night, mentioned slightly about this, but the famous Medrash, the Rabbi Kiva was once teaching his Talmidim, and they were falling asleep. And he tried waking them up with an interesting gematria. And he said, why was it that Esther Malka was zochet 127 years, right, 127 Medinos? Because her great-great-grandmother, Sarah, lived for 127 years. So 127 years of Sarah translated to 127 Medinos that Esther was the Malka over. That's what he did. That's how he got them to wake up. So there's a lot of many pshatim given here as to what was going on, but it seems like there's a connection between sleep and Esther and Chais and Sarah. So the Chassam Sofer writes, Al-Torah and Taras Moshe, he says as follows. He says, the reason why is because Sarah Menu, a tzadekes, or a tzadik, doesn't sleep. They live two lives. He says, Shnei Chayesara literally means years of Chayesara, but it also means two. She lived two lives, Shnei Chayesara. One life, Bayom, one life, Balayla. He said, the Gemara in Shabbos darshans a person's life, and a person's calculation, he doesn't sin so much. He sleeps half the life, but a tzadik doesn't sleep. A tzadik or tzadekes is up at night. Two lives, Shnei Chayesara. So he says, because she was awake not only during the daytime, but even Balayla, so she was zocha that her great-great-grandchildren, the surplus of her life, passed on to Esther. You guys are falling asleep afilu bayom. A tzaddik, tzaddikas, doesn't even sleep balayla. You guys are wasting the daytime. So that was like the musri, the chizik we were trying to give them related to sleep. Now, with this yesod, we understand there's another person in history also who didn't sleep, David HaMelech. David HaMelech didn't sleep. Gemara says he slept like a sus, a little bit. One every 60 neshimas, whatever the shir exactly is. So there's a machlokas where David HaMelech got his life. He lived 70 years. Where did that come from? So most people know he got it from Adam Rishon. He took 70 years of Adam Rishon's life and he gave it over to David. There's another Mar Malkum, I think it's the Zohar writes this also, that the Avos gave over. All the Avos were supposed to live the amount of time as their fathers did. So Avram lived to what age? 175. Yitzchak surpassed him, see, 180. Fine. No calculation. He lived more. But Yaakov Avinu lived less than Yitzchak. He lived to 147. That's 33 years left he gave over from his life. And from 147, how long did Yosef Tzadik live for? 110. So that's 37 years left of his life. Those extra years of 33 plus 37 equals 70. The Zohar writes that 70 years from the Avos were given to David. Who was it? Did Adam give his 70 years? Or did the Avos give the 70 years? So the understanding is they both gave. One was Bayom, one was Balayla. David HaMelech didn't sleep. Like Esther didn't sleep. She had two lives. 127, 127. So too in the story of Esther Malka, it says, Nadu d'shnas HaMelech. They woke from the slumber. They were sleeping and the Melech woke. The Kadosh Baruch Hu woke up. We woke up. Yeshna Am Echad, as I mentioned the other night, that Marsha says we were sleeping from mitzvahs, but Purim represents waking up. There's a certain hisaurus that we have. So it's Mordechai, I'm going, this is a bit deeper than the lum this part, but Mordechai, what sugi was the Mordechai learning when Haman came over to him? You remember? Kamitza. Kamitza is a halacha in Menachos. Menachos means menucha, rest. There's a rest. Kamitza means you lift up from the mincha. You take up. Kamitza from Lashon Kates. There's an extra mem there, but Kates, to wake up, to lift up. There was a menucha. We were resting. But there's after the menucha comes an aliyah. So Dafka there, that sugi was learning, what does it mean to wake up from the menucha? So what did Mordechai ride? A horse. A sus. Don't sleep. A tzaddik doesn't sleep. A horse doesn't sleep. Happens to be the gematria of sus in Makola 127 also, of the years of Sarah and the Medinos. So the whole point, not the whole point, but one of the themes of Purim is to wake up, not to fall asleep. That too applies to Leil Seder as well. Leil Seder, the Gemara invokes the pasuk describing that Shir Laila Kiyom Ya'ir, the night, song of the night, is bright like the day. Leil Seder, even though it's nighttime, it actually plays many, many ways. It serves as a daytime. Halal, for example, the Gemara tells us in Megillah Daf Chaf that Halal can only be said by Yom. Yimizach Shemesh Ad Mavo, only when the sun's up. The sun sets, you can't say Halal. So how come we're saying Halal, Leil Seder? So one of the explanations is because this concept of it's Shir Laila Kiyom. It's like the daytime. Most mitzvahs are done by Yom. Suddenly Halal, we have all these mitzvahs to do because we treat the night of Seder as a daytime. And that's perhaps another suggestion. Why don't we say Kriya Shema Lamita, Leil Seder? Pashup Shat brought down in Shulchan Aruch is Leil Shimur. We don't need it. Maybe because the Shein of Leil Seder is not really asleep. We're supposed to stay up all night anyways talking about it until the Alos HaShachar. You shouldn't be sleeping all night long. So when a person falls asleep by Seder, he's going against the theme of Pesach. Pesach is supposed to be Kiyom. It's supposed to be a daytime. It's supposed to be a Hesaurus. That's what leads to the Gula. That's what all the Tzadikim did. So maybe this is our Pidrush. Maybe this is an idea behind the Rambam. I'm not trying to explain Pshat the Rambam. But maybe using this to explain a Machshava that Purim was an awakening, Nadar Shasa Melech. Leil Seder is an awakening, and of course Shavuos too. We stay up all night. But this time of year, the point is, as the spring's in the air and the sun's starting to stay out longer, we're trying to appreciate the daytime and extend itself into the nighttime to lessen our sleep, but to be awake, not only literally awake, but of course spiritually awake as well. Yes?